Friends, we continue our series of reflections on prayer. And the theme is prayer and thanksgiving. Now, first of all, I'm not confused. This is not Thanksgiving weekend. But maybe that's the point, you see. Thanksgiving is not just for some special moment set aside. It's the whole character of our relationship with God. And last week we talked about the fact that while prayer is an activity, it is more basically a living out of that relationship into which God has brought us in His Son, Jesus Christ. It's that ongoing conversation that represents life for us, that ongoing communion with our Heavenly Father that's part of the whole fabric of our lives. Yes, expressed in words and petitions, but also just that ongoing relationship which we are privileged to have with the Lord. And when we think about it, thanksgiving is at the very foundation of our relationship with God. After all, what do we celebrate? What we celebrate in Christ is that God has done everything. And we respond with gratitude and praise. What we could not do for ourselves, God has done for us. And our response is thanksgiving and praise. So prayer is not an isolated activity. Even those times when we consciously pause and pray, even those times when in our seasons of worship we set aside moments for prayer, it's simply part of the ongoing conversation that we have with the Lord throughout all our days. For He's never far from our mind. And the basis of our relationship with the Lord is thanksgiving. We ourselves have no mechanism for absolving ourselves from the guilt of sin. But the Lord has done that. He has extended to us pardon in His Son, Jesus Christ. And on that, our whole hope rests. He has done it all. And we respond with thanksgiving. We understand that our whole pattern of life flows from thanksgiving. Our whole relationship with God is linked to thanksgiving. You know, people sometimes struggle with how to relate to God. And sometimes they respond out of fear. Sometimes they respond in the conduct of their lives by trying to please God. Whereas we know and understand that our response to God is one of thankfulness. We don't conduct our lives in honorable ways simply to convince God that he should be nice to us. We understand the magnitude, or at least something of the magnitude of what God has done for us. And rather, we then live thankfully. It's the motive for the character of our lives. Why do we do what we do? Because we are grateful for the Lord's forgiveness and healing. And we men then make every opportunity to bring all of life into that response of thanking and praising him. So our conduct as Christian people is not motivated by trying to convince God to like us. Rather, it is a response to knowing that God loves us. And so we thank him. Now, also, Thanksgiving, you know, is not just good manners. Think about it. I suspect that every one of you at some time in life was reminded to say thank you when you were a child. You know, someone would give you something and mom or dad or an older sibling would speak up and say, "What do you say?" And we would obligingly reply, "Thank you." And maybe that was a response that we would have made anyway, but it's one that was often prompted. And of course, there was an appropriateness in that, because as children, we needed to learn to be thankful. And as parents, we probably said the same thing, you know, or grandparents. Reminding children and grandchildren that gratitude to those around us is an appropriate response when people in specific ways show us kindness or give us some benefit. But our response to God in thanksgiving is not just having good manners. By that I mean, we don't just wait for some special occasion when we are particularly conscious of how God may have blessed us to say thank you. It's part of the whole spirit of each moment of each day. And yes, there are times when it is appropriate for us particularly to express thanksgiving to God. But we do so knowing that it's not a special occasion thing. It's the standard. It's the foundation. It's not just good manners. It is the expression of what's at the heart of who we are in Christ. So it's good for us to have occasions of special thanksgiving. And there are certainly moments in our lives when pausing and saying, "Thank you, Lord," is altogether appropriate. But those are not to be isolated occasions. They're simply to be ongoing expressions of the gratitude that we feel. The reality is also, and this is a little more difficult, that thanksgiving persists despite adversity. Even when life, you know, is not unfolding the way we had anticipated that it might, even when life is not unfolding in the way that we hoped that it would, we live in the presence of God and we dare to say thank you because we know he loves us and he's not forgotten us. And there may be things we need to learn in the moment. There may be trust that we need to deepen as we live through certain situations in our lives. But we do not lose our spirit of thanksgiving. What do we do when we struggle? We remember the faithfulness of God, and we celebrate it, and we thank God for his care. And yes, we ask for him to continue his care in the present moment when we are struggling with some issue or some concern or some challenge or some problem or some sorrow. But thanksgiving is always a part of that basic relationship which God's people have with their Creator. And so, thanksgiving is right at the heart of our relationship with God. And so, in our praying, in the activity of prayer, you know, thanksgiving is not something we tack on at the end. In fact, thanksgiving is what we begin with. Even before we voice our petitions to the Lord, we approach him in a spirit of thanksgiving. Let me just take you back to words from Philippians 4. These are words that we often need to be reminded of. They're good words for us to point out to one another in various situations in life. What does Paul say to the church in Philippi? Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Friends, take that word of the Lord with you. Treasure it. Think of it often. Don't be bashful in reminding one another of it. When we get caught up in the trials and tribulations of life, we often need someone to come along and say, do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And you see, when we are able to share that with one another in times of challenge, we share the blessing because it draws us back. It reminds us of what we may have for the moment forgotten, that our relationship with God is to be expressed in thanksgiving, because he is the one who has created us. He has led us through our lives. He has blessed us. He has cared for us. He has done for us what we could not do for ourselves. He has redeemed us in love in Jesus Christ, his Son. And we say, thank you, Lord. So let that be the spirit in which we in Christ approach the coming holiday weekend. Yes, we'll apply the theme a little further next week. But Thanksgiving is not for a day. It is for always and forever. Thanks be to God.